The judges left town, Harvey's quit, and I'm having trouble getting deputies.
People gotta talk themselves into law and order before they do anything about it. Maybe because down deep they don't care. They just don't care.
I think you better go while there's still time. It's better for you and it's better for us.
Amy.
I mean it. If you won't go with me now, I'll be on that train when it leaves here.
I've got to stay.
Why must you be so stupid, Will? Have you forgotten what he is? Have you forgotten what he's done to people? Have you forgotten that he's crazy? Don't you remember when he sat in that chair and said, "You'll never hang me, I'll come back. I'll kill you, Will Keane. I swear it, I'll kill you."
A terror-stricken town left him to face four killers. Single-handed. At high noon. With every swing of the pendulum, with every second, a man's life ticked away. Never have so few moments held such excitement.
Miller!
What kind of woman are you? How can you leave him like this? Does the sound of the guns frighten you that much?
No, okay. No. The fucking Steelers, though. Fucking spanked them today. Bengals didn't know what they were doing.
13 points is not really a spanking, but...
13 points? It's a fucking spanking. We fucking had the... We had possession for, like, 75 to 85% of the game. Are you kidding me?
You had it for that long?
No. I'm over to that.
I was gonna say, that's quite impressive.
And you should have saw the fucking fights, though. Oh, my God.
I saw the pregame one.
The pregame fight? Oh, no, that ain't shit compared to what... One time, they had both... I can't even remember who it was. They were just laying on the ground. They both had a hold of each other's helmets, and they were just slapping each other.
Standard football fight.
What?
Standard football fight.
Yeah, standard football fight. It was pretty good, though. It was pretty good. I liked it. It was a fucking spanking. I don't give a shit. I can't... I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, you're a fucking Cowboys fan, though?
Mm-hmm.
And we just said that you, like, fucking the Seahawks is bandwagon bait.
I was a Cowboys fan even before Troy Aikman even got drafted to the team. So that was before everything.
He's the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Best wide, Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm saying. Who's the best QB right now?
Actually, it's Cam Newton, but...
Cam Newton is a fucking fruit fly.
The fuck does that mean?
He ain't shit. He can't hold a fucking candle to fucking Big Ben. Now, I understand, like, a stiff breeze and, like, he gets hurt, right? Fucking,
No,
I got sacked. My feelings are hurt. I can't play anymore because he's a little fucking bitch. But, like, I don't know.
Or rape.
What?
Are you talking about Roethlisberger or Newton?
What?
Who are you talking about, Roethlisberger or Newton?
Talking about Roethlisberger.
Yeah, the rape things, too, so.
Yeah, the rape allegations.
Actually,
yeah,
Carson Palmer's having a fucking good year, too, so.
Yeah, he is, actually. Fuck me. Tell me you hate the Pats.
I like Tom Brady, but I hate the Patriots, yeah.
You like Tom fucking Brady?
Well, it's because he went to Michigan, that's why.
Oh, that's not a fucking reason to like another human being.
I'm not gonna lie. I like Tom Brady. I think he's a good quarterback.
Well, on that merit, I like Antonio Brown, not because he's the best fucking wide receiver in the NFL, but because his last name's Brown.
Yeah. And he is pretty funny, because I remember last year he drop-kicked the Browns punter, and I laughed for, like, days after that.
Oh my God, the other day when the last game that they played where he fucking just, like...
Did a Super Mario Brother type move?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. It was so fucking funny.
That was great.
Well, everybody, welcome to Throwback Tuesday. This is episode, like, what, 126?
26.
126, I'm Sammy.
This is Z.
And fuck me, we're talking sports here, because I just got back from watching the fucking Steelers game.
Yeah,
I didn't go,
I don't
I was just
know,
watching it.
Like, if, say if P1 was here, I don't know his expertise on sports. I don't even know if he likes it that much.
I think he knows of sports.
I know he's a MMA fan.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know, like, if he's, like, a big... If every Sunday, if he'll watch football. You know, I don't think he'll ever do that.
Oh, man. Sunday is football day.
Yeah. So I don't know his... If he's, like, a big fan.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he used to be when he had fucking time. This motherfucker does have no time whatsoever. Oh, my goodness. Fuck me. Whatever. Alright, so today we are reviewing High Noon.
Which I honestly cannot believe.
Huh?
I cannot believe this beat Blazing Saddles.
Why can't you believe that?
Blazing Saddles is a classic movie. Not only has the Western aspects, but it has the freaking comedy. And this is just... It's got nice drama to it. But other than that, eh.
Eh?
And I'm not going to say, like, eh as in bad. I'm just like, eh. I'm comparing the two. Blade and Saddle. It doesn't hold a candle of Blade and Saddles.
That's not fair. That's not fair, because Blade and Saddles is a fucking comedy. High Noon is not.
No, not even the least.
High Noon's a classic spaghetti western.
I think...
It is.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm just trying to think if there was any type of comedy in it at all. I think those three guys...
Yeah, I can see that.
That was probably the closest to it, but Gary Cooper, or Grace Kelly, or even Lloyd Bridges, and that guy, I mean, Lloyd Bridges, God bless that man. He looks the exact same as he did when he, you know, when he got older. He did not change besides hair and a beard.
Some people age gracefully, man, I'm telling
you. Yeah, he aged really good. He aged really good.
He did. And so, I've been wanting to do... a Western on Throwback Tuesday since I fucking got here.
No, it took about 2 months.
It only took about 2 months, which is great. Right?
Right.
So, I really am, like, enjoying this. I really sat down and I watched it. I didn't have a lot of time, but, like, I fucking watched it. And it brought a whole bunch of nostalgia to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you, like, watch Westerns a lot, or rarely?
I used to watch Westerns quite a bit, and they don't make Westerns anymore, you know?
Hey, they got that, was it Ridiculous 6, or whatever the fuck it's called?
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to get right on that shit.
No one is. No one is.
You know the controversy in around the, like, Native community about that, right?
Yeah, all the extras wanted to walk off set.
Mm-hmm.
Because it got really, really racist.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. Not in the least.
Yeah, neither am I.
Because Sandler's a tool. And that's why this movie would have bombed big time in the fucking theaters.
What? Ridiculous 6?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why Netflix fucking picked it up.
Because it's Sandler name, that's probably why.
That's not a reason.
Yeah. I mean, they're real... I mean, they got the series, they got the... I've noticed they have a lot of comedy specials on there now. You know, they're starting to do movies a lot more, so we're going to see a lot more movies. So...
They're going to do a lot more movies. Okay, so today we're reviewing High Noon, which has Gary Cooper, Thomas Mitchell, Lloyd Bridges,
Grace Kelly. Beautiful Grace Kelly.
The most beautiful Grace Kelly.
Oh, she's freaking... I mean, she's like classic beauty.
Oh, yes, she is.
I mean, she doesn't need, 10 pounds of makeup or whatever, or Photoshop or whatever. She's just absolutely fucking gorgeous.
She was a star in To Catch a Thief, which was an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Rear Window.
Rear Window. And Dial for murder as well. Which but is, you know, Hitchcock loved those fucking blondes, right?
Yep. I could have seen her. I could see her playing. She could have been the in Psycho, the shower girl. That could have
been.
That could have been her. But look at her stuff. I mean, she died in 82, but in the 50s, she was just goddamn everywhere. I'm looking at her thing, like, she was in TV, she was in movies, she was just fucking everywhere. She doesn't have a lot of movies, though.
No.
Like, it's just ballparking, it looks like maybe a little over 10, so maybe 12.
But then again, like, back in the 50s, like, actresses tended to age out really quickly.
Correct. And but her movies that she was in, you know, those are, you know, those are big movies.
Those are huge movies. The moment Hitchcock got a hold of her.
Yeah, that's pretty much stardom right there.
Yeah. That's it. That's all she did. Like, she just, the last couple of movies was him, right?
High Society.
Well, I don't know much about her, so.
High Society. It wasn't Hitchcock, but that was Frank Sinatra and stuff, so. And plus, when you do a movie of Frank Sinatra, you know you made it.
Yeah, that's true. Who else was in here? Like, fucking Lloyd Bridges?
Lloyd Bridges.
Fucking Lloyd Bridges, the guy who does not fucking age.
No. And this is, like, I might be fucking have a bad memory, but this might be the only second movie I've probably seen with Gary Cooper.
So what, the first one was like Airplane or something?
Gary Cooper, not Lloyd Bridges.
Oh, Gary Cooper.
Pride of the Yankees was the other one I saw.
Pride of Yankees?
Yeah. 1942.
Which movies have I seen with this man? Man of the West. Blowing Wild. Oh my goodness. I saw Dallas. These are all like old movies.
Yes, because he died.
We're definitely doing a throwback fucking Tuesday right now.
Yeah, he died in 61, so that's way out there.
Right. Yeah, he died young. Wait, hold on. Did he die young? I don't think he died young.
60. 60's young. Now, 60's young now.
Yeah, 60 is young now.
I mean, he had cancer, so. But I like Cooper. He looked, this was 52, this is 8 years before his death. So he did look a lot older than Grace Kelly. Which,
well, that's always how it happens in Western.
Is it? Okay. I'm not the big Western, you know, fan. So, I'll take your word for it.
You've had to see, like, more than, like, 2 Westerns.
Yeah. I've seen Westerns, but, like, I'm not going to go out and watch a Western.
What are you talking about? You're not going to turn on AMC, like, see some black and white Guns and Horses and just sit down and watch that shit?
No.
Maybe I'm drawn to it because I'm fucking Native, right?
No. I'm fucking Indian. Not every Western has Native Americans in it.
No, but like that fucking idea, that concept, right? Maybe that's what drew me in.
The time period.
Made me want to watch it because I got to see my people on screen.
So the time period type thing.
Oh yeah, time periods are great. I really want like a good brand new Western to come out. Like, I mean, I'm talking like big. Like, something like High Noon. Classic-ass shit. I don't know if it would hold up, though. Like, this style, this idea, this fucking concept.
I think the story is very simple, and I think it's a good story. I think that could work now, because there's just so much drama revolved around this movie. That it, like, really builds you up, because you don't, you know, you obviously don't know if you've never seen it before, which I've never seen this before, you're thinking that something was going to happen at the end, and it wasn't, you know, just going to be Gary Cooper versus the four guys by himself, but...
Right. But it's all. It usually comes down to a shootout, a big old shootout. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, like I think the last Western. I don't know if I want to consider it a Western, but Quick and the Dead, is that Western ish?
Quick and the Dead, yeah.
I like that movie. I like that movie a lot. Because I'm a big Gene Hackman fan.
Yeah.
And I really like that movie. So that was probably the last Western I watched before this.
I think we should specify, like, Westerns. Westerns are, like, period drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's period drama. So it's set back in a certain time, in a certain place, usually in the West.
A very small town where you got, like, houses. Was there houses? I didn't see many houses. This town looks so fucking small.
You never really see houses. People, like, live in their shops. usually fucking live in their shop. Like, they just pull up a chair and go to bed.
Because the one guy, the one with the eye patch, says, I'm looking all over you, Kane. You know, I'm like, the town's not big. You know, there's like the saloon, the church, the marshal's office, and it looks like the barber.
Like, yeah, the barber.
You got like four places to find him.
It's true.
But
we're talking about Westerns and samurai genre films influence each other.
Hmm.
They do.
Yeah, because you always got the last battle.
You always have that last battle. You have that big battle. You have that solitary, lone person.
I don't want to say lone wolf, because Kane wasn't a lone wolf.
No, he was not.
Samurais, I would say.
Can you please say wolf again?
Wolf.
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 Lone wolf. I'm saying it right.
No, it's wolf.
Lone wolf.
Hey, finally! You fucking said it right, goddamn.
But samurais are because they have honor.
Oh, God. Because honor is in being solitary. That's a bullshit-ass concept, and it can go fuck itself. But, like, let's take The Magnificent Seven and The Seventh Samurai, for example.
Sure.
The Magnificent Seven was an entire remake of The Seventh Samurai.
Okay.
It was.
No, I didn't know that.
That just set in a different place.
No, I didn't know that.
They took that concept, they took all these little different characters and these nuances, and they made it into a Western.
Mm-hmm.
So these two genres have influenced each other throughout the year, like throughout the entire time that they've been on. Westerns were like really big in the Eastern Bloc as well. We're talking about Russia here.
Okay, I was trying to think. I'm like, yeah. Eastern United States. I'm like, no.
Yeah, like the Cold War is going on, and Russians fucking loved Westerns.
That does actually blow my mind. Why?
Right, there's like this idea.
That actually blows my mind. It's like, why? Well, it's because, you know, they got nothing to live for out there, so.
But there is concepts. There are theories out there that there are things called, like, post-apocalyptic Westerns.
I'm trying to think of one.
Mad Max.
Yes. That's a good one.
Mad Max, what else? Oh my God. The Postman.
That's a really good one.
Like, these are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. Okay, apparently I know way more about fucking Western films than I realized.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, because no. Westerns are partially extinct, just because they're not... You don't see them a lot. I mean, obviously you got the Hateful Eight coming out Christmas, but you don't see them a lot because they're old. Westerns are completely old school movies. They are something our dads and grandparents watched. Because if I remember correctly, wasn't it like in the 40s that there was just a shitload of Westerns coming out?
Yeah, there was a period of time from where? From where? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying that that's the thing. It's like, I don't think that's kind of like something that's not going to come back. You know, we're not going to see that trend of Westerns ever again. I mean, if we did, yeah, it could work. Because it's rare, because it's like one of those rare diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe, it'll probably bring a lot of nostalgia to, you know, moviegoers, especially the old, you know, the old timers. Like, you know, going to see a movie and it's a Western, and it's just kind of just like the same, like, you know, John Wayne type Western, you know, that's something that would be interesting to see with today's technology. Well, you can't use technology like CGI. You gotta keep it old school. You gotta keep it just like how it was back then. Because, like, in High Noon, which I didn't notice it, but when I kept thinking about it when it got to the end, there was music in every fucking scene of the movie.
The entire thing.
There's the entire thing. Every time Kane was walking down the street, that the theme song was playing in the back.
Yep.
Every scene had background music, and that's something you don't see nowadays either.
There are never... It's never quiet.
No. No, that's nothing ever... There's no ever dead air, so to speak.
Yeah, there's no silence. There's no radio static. There's nothing. There's always music going on.
Mm-hmm. Which, it's not a bad thing. It's just something that you don't see nowadays.
No, you don't. You don't see that. There are moments of silence now. But we can get away with moments of silence because we can put so much action on screen that we don't need sound.
And with this, the music, it was pretty much the same music throughout. It was the theme song and then the background music. It was pretty much the same throughout. It was like just him walking on the street, or when Grace Kelly got off the train, it's just her running, you hear the music. Sometimes there's something happening. It's like he's walking to a friend's house, and the music's just playing, or the theme music always played when he was walking by himself. It was something always happening. Like, nowadays, you can have someone say, like, they're hiding from someone. There's no music. And it's just, you're just looking at someone just sit there. So... It's different film ages. That's the best way I'd say it. Different film ages.
Yeah.
Which.
Do you want to give a plot synopsis?
Yeah. Real quick. High Noon, directed by Fred Zinnemann?
Zinnemann.
Sorry, Gary Cooper, Thomas Mitchell, Lloyd Bridges, Grace Kelly. Budget $730,000. Box office $12 million. Pretty good. And it's Will Kane, who's the marshal in some New Mexico territory, just married his wife Amy, and they got word that criminal Frank Miller was coming in at the noon train, and he's got three of his posse, and Kane tries to round up townsfolk to be a posse to fight him, and no one does it, so he does it on his own.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's simple. It's a very simple story, but...
All Westerns are.
They are, Now, stay with me on this one, okay? Do you think it's because they're so simple, it's just because... I don't want to say... People were just not the brightest. Do you think?
You're literally sitting here telling me right now.
I'm not saying you particularly. I'm saying back in the day, back in the 50s.
That people were not as intelligent or aware of things than they are now.
Alright, think of movies now. How many fucking plot points are there in a movie now?
There's so many plot points, but also we have to understand that people grow and concepts change. This is fucking... Okay, so back then, in the 50s, shit was very solitary. Like, you knew your family, you knew the people next to you, you knew, like, the town.
Yeah.
You lived it.
And this is, like, with High Noon, when it got released, this was it's right after World War II. So the country's pretty much, I would say America was pretty right. I would say they're not riding high, but I mean, what, 6 years at, or a few years after Pearl Harbor, was Depression, and then you had the Great Depression. So America was steady. So you got the Westerns, it's just kind of fantasy. But the reason why I say it was so simple is just because I'm not saying other people were stupid back then, but it would hold your interest more compared to now. You know what I mean?
What holds our interest?
Do you think something this simple, which I do like the drama, that's probably one of the biggest points, is I like the drama throughout this movie, is it's so simple, one plot, no twists, nothing. Do you think that would fly in a movie nowadays? Honestly.
Honestly, I'm trying to think of a movie that hits one note, but I don't know, fucking Paranormal Activity.
Nah, shut up.
There you go. Like, this is shit. It's fucking, like, that is for real. Like, that's a thing. That's a one note thing. There's nothing to it. There's no twist, there's no turn.
That's the movie. That's the movie itself. That's just the movie itself.
I just remember something. My friend, I had a friend, I was talking to you today. Look me dead in the eye and ask me if I watched Step Brothers.
Okay.
I've never watched Step Brothers.
I don't like Step Brothers.
Because I love myself. I saw that fucking trailer. That's a good reason. I went, no, fuck that. Fuck that movie. Fuck, no, fuck it. That's not going to be funny. And they were offended that I haven't watched it yet.
You are amazed. You would be amazed. That, I don't know what it is about that movie that people be like, oh, they give you like the fucking stink eye if you say no or you don't like it. It's like, it's weird. And I don't know what it is about that movie, but it's weird.
I legit look this person in the eye and I'm like, what kind of shit are you talking about? You probably like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Nah.
Do you want me to put on the fucking Magnificent, like, whatever fucking Adam Sandler movie on Netflix? What the fuck?
That's just punishing somebody when you say that.
Like, no, because you can't sit there and you can't condemn me for not wanting to watch a movie that I feel, based on a fucking trailer, that I don't give two shits about.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking movies, man, I'm telling you. The moment they fucking hear I fucking have a podcast movie, all they want to talk about movies.
Yeah.
Talk about movies. I'm like, fuck me. I talk about movies in my spare time. Can we talk about sports? God. Like, I'm well-rounded. Let's talk about comic books. Talk about fucking social justice issues. God damn. So.
That's just ideas for another podcast.
Whatever. No, it just popped into my head when you said that. I was just like, you know what? My brain made the fucking connection. Just like it heard the word dumb and stupid, and went Step Brothers. You got shit for not watching Step Brothers.
Yeah, we're bad people because we don't watch it or don't like it. Fuck off! That movie sucks ass.
Really? Because I haven't fucking seen it. So like, I want to take a tally of all the people in my fucking life. Have you seen fucking Step Brothers?
Oh my god! I honest to god hate Will Ferrell.
Like, he fucking fell off. He used to be fucking funny.
Like, I like Wedding Crashers. I really like Wedding Crashers. And I remember sitting in the theater, watching it, enjoying it. Then guess who fucking comes down the stairs? I'm like, fuck you. You just ruined this fucking movie for me. I don't care if he's in it for 5 minutes. He ruined the fucking movie for me.
He ruined the movie for you.
I honestly can't stand him. I do not think he's funny. He's just stupid.
Well, he was funny back in the day.
Back in the day, SNL funny, but like old school, I like old school. That's probably the only thing I like with him in it.
Oh man, old school's so good. I love that movie.
That's honestly the only thing I like him in it. I can't stand him. I'm a big Office fan. Then when he showed up, I'm like, I'm done. I'm kind of done with this. I'm kind of done with this series.
You're done with the series.
I was. I didn't start watching until I didn't watch the rest until like it's already off the air.
The Office, huh? We're talking the American version, right?
Yeah, I like the English version too.
Yeah, the English version is a different kind of comedy.
It is. That's more satire comedy. That's not fun. It's not like you're supposed to laugh. You know, Office American is like ha-ha funny because they force the jokes on you. But England, you gotta like really think.
It's a drier comedy.
It is. That's why Shaun of the Dead's so funny.
Exactly.
And Hot Fuzz too.
Hot Fuzz was funny too.
My God, yeah. Hot Fuzz is funny. People don't say it's funny, but I'm like, there's funny moments.
There's funny moments. It's not entirely a funny movie. There are fucking problems with that movie. Mm-hmm. But there's little instances throughout that thing where Sean, like fucking Mr. Pegg, makes me crack up.
That's it.
Okay, so back to fucking High Noon, going on a fucking Will Ferrell fuck you tangent. Fuck that man.
I would honestly punch him. I would punch him in the face if I ever met him.
The last thing that I remember that was actually kind of funny was I watched a Bear Grylls special where Bear Grylls took Will Ferrell out to like Alaska or some shit.
And I love wasn't he just in a Lifetime movie where it was all serious?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that fucker. Fuck him.
Because I had a friend that was in the movie because it was filmed in Cleveland. And, and it was like a...
studio over here.
Huh?
Mr. Big fucking film studio over here.
It was just because it was one of those Lifetime movies, so think about that for a second. You can kind of go what I'm saying when I say Lifetime movie. But it was all serious. I'm like, I saw probably about 5 minutes of it. I'm like, yeah, he's not good. I don't think he's good at all. Because it's so, you think he's done so many stupid things, you know, you don't see it. It's kind of like Johnny Knoxville. If you see him do something serious, you're not going to buy it because you saw him do stupid shit before.
Exactly.
I hold shit on Will Ferrell. I hate him. Hate him.
Okay, so fucking High Noon, goddamn.
I felt so sorry for him.
He felt so sorry for him.
The whole town turned against him.
Well, I don't think they turned against him. They fucking walked, like, they kind of just took a step back. They didn't run away.
No, but the bartender was saying he's taking bets on Kane getting killed. You know, it's like they won, especially the
people.
Especially at the pee, huh?
Goddamn right he was. Like, I would do that.
Well, especially the people at the bar. They were friends with the Frank Miller. And, you know, the church people, they're like, some people are like, yeah, we'll do it. And it was like, what, maybe 7 people have stood up? And then they all had this discussion. And then, like, they said, oh, you better just leave town. You know, it's just, you could see, like, you could see in his face that he, like, Gary Cooper, that's why how amazing he is. Like, you could see the pain and anguish in his face when he couldn't get anyone to help him at all. Not even, like, his best friend. Mm-hmm. The one that he had his wife tell him he wasn't there. And the guy that was, you know, later on, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just... And especially as his deputy quit, Lloyd Bridges quit on him.
Nobody wanted to fuck around. Nobody wanted to... See, this is like, you need fucking ride or dies in your life. You can have best friends, you can have all this, you can have all that, but you need fucking ride or dies. I've got ride or dies. I've got people that'll just fucking throw down with me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't fucking do that no more, I know that it's good because I got this bitch right here
mm-hmm.
on my left, I got this bitch over here on my right. If shit goes down, it's good.
You got your own little posse.
Pretty much I got ride or dies, and like every single time, like I can call people my best friends all, like I got like fucking two best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I've got my ride or dies. And I have friends.
Which is always
so
good.
Get some ride or dies, because you need those things. You need people. It's fucking loyalty.
Well, he obviously thought he had some.
Well, of course he thought he had some.
And they were like, nope.
Of course. Fucking, what was the tagline for this fucking movie? It was like, a story of a man who's too proud to run. I was like, what fucking pride is there?
Yeah.
What pride?
There was no pride.
There's no pride. It's just like, well, shit, this is going to go down and nobody wants to do anything about it. Well, I guess I have to. It's like fucking civil responsibility. That's usually what fucking Westerns are about. It's civil fucking responsibility.
I mean, you had your deputy, he had his deputy, Lloyd, who just quit because he wasn't wasn't up for the marshal job. Which they never gave a really reason why. They just said to kept telling him to grow up. Be like, the guy looks like he's fucking 30, you know?
He's trying to grow up. Like, what kind of shit is he getting down with in this four-place fucking town?
Yeah, he's obviously getting it with this fucking head honcho Spanish lady.
Head honcho.
I don't know. She's living in the fucking hotel. And that fucking hotel receptionist guy, that guy was fucking creepy as hell, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, all fucking hotel receptionists are creepy.
That guy was creepy. He's like, and was it ever said, I don't remember, was it ever said if Kane and Helen Ramirez were together?
No, I don't remember that.
I know, but, you know, the hotel clerk brought it up, and then his wife brought it up to her. But it was never flat out said.
It was never flat out said. Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking about this movie right now, and I watched it, like, fucking yesterday, too.
Yeah, so, I don't know. That's one of those things that they just kind of, it's kind of one of those plot things that just drop, you know what I mean? Like, it just drops. Kind of like Lloyd Bridges. He gets punched out in the stalls, and then we don't see him ever again.
He died.
He got died by a punch. And I'm not going to lie, fucking old-style fighting. That's classic.
It is classic.
It's classic. You're not going to see any Raid 2 bullshit in this, but... Because Raid 2 is awesome. That fight, fight scenes were sweet. But you're not going to see that shit in anything, pre-1990s. But...
That's true.
But the 50s fighting, though... So I've seen 50s movies, and they're just... I don't want to say hysterically bad. They're not... I don't want to say they're hysterically bad. But they're bad.
Okay.
They're bad.
They're bad. They're fucking bad. I get that. Holy fuck.
And it might be a lot of the editing on that, too. It might be the editing on that. But...
Fucking editing.
Yeah, I would kill myself if I edited movies like how they did back in the day. Holy shit, the splicing.
They had to take... Yeah, splicing fucking film rolls. You would have to be so fucking precise with that.
Oh, God. And you can't listen, either. It's just you're doing it by eyesight. Be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking difficult, isn't it? Fuck that, man.
Oh, thank
you. Nowadays, I can make a movie like this better on my fucking cell phone.
I should watch the 2000 version, see how much it changed.
Probably a fuck of a lot.
Hey, Tom Skerritt's and Michael Madsen's in it, too.
Oh, Michael Madsen's in it?
Let me see if that was Michael Madsen. He was Frank Miller. There's a lot of movies called High Noon. Wow. I can't find it. Well, you can talk while I look for it.
I haven't seen it. I didn't know that there was another fucking...
I typed High Noon in YouTube just to see, if it was on YouTube. It wasn't, then this one popped up. I'm like, yeah, Michael Madsen's Frank Miller.
Michael Madsen's Frank Miller.
And you can't go wrong with Michael Madsen. That guy's a shit.
No.
That guy's awesome.
No, not really. Oh, God. Oh, there's... I think this is a problem with trying to review Westerns.
Because they're simple.
Because we can sit here, because there's so little that happens.
No, it's just... You had Kane going around to numerous people asking for help, and they're saying no. And if you notice, this is a time... the movie happened in real time.
Yeah.
Which, that was really cool. I'm not going to lie. That was cool. Because you had, what time did you get married? About 10:45? And you had like an hour and so odd minutes?
Yeah.
Till the train came? So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. That it was real time.
Yeah, it was real time. This is what happens. They showed us what happens within an hour.
Mm-hmm. Which, a lot, I'm not going to say why it happened, but a lot of talking happened.
A lot of fucking talking. This was a lot of, like, just one-on-one fucking conversations happening.
That's the thing. I think they said that, I think someone said it in the church. Why didn't he just go at, arrest those three guys at the train stop? And I'm like, that actually brought up a point that I thought about. I'm like, okay, they are part of a gang, so obviously they're criminals. So they might have warrants out after, or whatever, bounties or whatever the fuck it was back in the day. They might have that after them. You know, so obviously they're free range. Kill them, arrest them, whatever. Or at least arrest them or something, I don't know.
But, like, clearly he doesn't have fucking backup in this town.
No. Kill those fuckers.
How is he supposed to fucking go after these three guys?
I don't know. Be nice to your fucking deputy.
Be nice to your deputy.
Be nice to the fucking deputy. Refer to him. And he gets married and leaves town the day before the new marshal comes in. Be like, that's bad planning on your town. That's bad planning.
Well, he just wants to settle down.
Yeah, go own a store, right?
Yep.
But
just live a normal life.
His wife made a good point. Like, if they left, who knows if they would ever be found by the criminals.
It's true.
You know, so she made a good point. That ultimatum was good, because it actually was very fair and understandable. Because it proved...
It was.
You know, it's either fight them and lose me, or come with me. And obviously, he had too much pride.
Too much pride.
I don't know, I think his only reason why he stayed is because he thought his friends were going to get killed. So I think that's the only thing I can think of.
But, okay, to be honest, if this shit was going down with me, fuck that.
You're leaving?
Yeah. Fuck it. Bye. I'll let y'all get killed.
You can tell at the end, you can be like, I should have left. You know, I should have left.
Yep, I should have left. We can talk about how pretty it is.
Oh, it was great scenery for the
gorgeous
for the four businesses in town.
For the four businesses, the opening scene where you have the guy what's his name, whatever.
Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce just chilling on a rock, doing a fucking cowboy thing. He looks over in the hills, sees some guy on a horse running towards him, like, shit's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty. And hey, and the five times they showed the railroad tracks empty? That was good, too.
Yeah, like, for what they had to work with back in the day, it's fucking pretty.
And $730,000, that doesn't seem like much now. Back then was...
I'm trying to think if High Noon was a fucking spaghetti western.
Well, I was looking up into it. There is some... let me try to see where I found it. It was in the reception. They said... this is what it says. So upon its release, the film was criticized by audiences. Okay. It did not contain such expected western elements as chases, fights... Yep. Picture postcard scenery.
Yep.
Rather, it presented an emotional dialogue throughout the most of the movie, which is true, with the fist fights and the ending.
It's true. That's definitely true. Alright, is there any other fucking scenes that you want to focus on? Because, like...
No, but I want to bring up what Alfred Hitchcock said about Grace Kelly.
What did he say?
Her performance was rather mousy.
Her performance was rather mousy.
And it lacked animation.
It lacked animation. And then he hired her.
Well, it says she later bloomed, really blossomed after You know, obviously he worked for her after she worked for him. I could see that. She was extremely one-note.
Yeah.
But I would say, given the time frame, you're going to see that a lot. You're not going to see, compared to what we see now, you're going to see a lot of different things.
Like what? You don't think fucking women had range back then?
Westerns. Not totally.
Okay. Yeah. Westerns focus on a male perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are.
Is there any female Westerns, like these type of Westerns, that you know of? Quick into that, I'm not counting, because, you know, but that's the closest one I can think of, but I'm not counting compared to this.
True Grit?
Yeah. I do like them both. I like both of those movies, the remake and the original.
Yep, me too. Very fond of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
God, not the top of my head. I can't fucking think of anything else.
Because usually the women are portrayed as what, wives or even prostitutes,
or the girl that you have to get.
Right. I mean, Grace Kelly killed someone. She killed someone in this movie.
Yeah, she did.
She, you know, she killed, I don't know which one it was, but I literally could not tell those three guys apart. I don't know which one was which. They never said which one was which. So,
yeah, that's true.
She killed someone, so she did more than what you would expect for a situation like this, for a woman.
But also, at the same time, I'm thinking about it, like, Hitchcock was right. She is rather mousy, because if we think about her in, like, Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, she was so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Her acting range was so much more than what we've just seen.
Right, yeah, we see it, especially in Dial M for Murder.
Yeah, Dial M for Murder, she hit it out of the fucking park.
That's, I want to say, her best performance that I've seen.
Yep, it definitely was.
This one, it's not about her, it's about him, you know? It's pretty much Gary Cooper's movie. Because you hear about Will Caine, or not Will Caine, Frank Miller the entire movie, thinking this guy is going to just be a fucking badass. You know, you're thinking this guy's the fucking villain upon villains. We don't really see it. We didn't see it, you know?
No. Yeah, we don't know anything of his exploits.
I would say that. Letdown? You think that's a little bit of letdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took a different idea of Westerns and how they can be portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
They took a different idea. They took a different spin. I don't know if they've ever made another Western quite like this. And that's probably why I suggested High Noon.
Oh, you suggested High Noon?
Did I?
No, you suggested, to me, it was Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles and Hidalgo and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, P1 picked High Noon. He even said Gary Cooper, so that was a big thing. Because if he didn't say Gary Cooper, I probably would have watched the 2000 version.
You have to fucking specify. It's really difficult. At least give us the year. If you can give us the year, we can figure it out.
Right. But other scenes? No.
Thinking about the final showdown.
That was a good. I mean, it was very smart for him to constantly hide and pretty much lure them out and take one out one at a time.
Yep, one at a time.
Because the first time he said he shot the one of them to kill him, I can't believe he actually shot him, because he was so far away at a weird angle. And he still got the one, you know?
Oh, where he pops out from the alley there and just shoots him in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one. Just as the fucking final showdown starts to happen. And then we see him start running around. Actually, don't we see Grace Kelly leaves the train?
After the first gunshot.
Yep. And then we see him sneaking around, get shot at. He goes into a barn, hides some more.
There's a fire.
While this is happening, there's no real tangible dialogue happening.
No, it's just nothing.
It's just music and facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's happening. And then, you know, he's hiding up in a barn. There's a little bit of a shootout again. Oh, sorry, I'm fucking exhausted. I don't know why. I'm tired. So, like, he's in a barn, and he gets another guy, right?
Yeah.
That rushes into the barn. I'm just trying to remember the final scene.
There's a fire. There's a fire in the barn. Fire. Then she kills... She's in some building. I don't know. Kills the guy in the back after his... Looks like he was reloading. I think he was reloading. The guy... I don't know which one that was. He said... Frank Miller said Pierce, so I think that was Pierce. I'm just gonna go off what he said. Shoots him. Frank goes inside, grabs her, and then does the... The 100% that still does it to this day, cliche, bad guy holding woman hostage.
Yep.
You know, you see it all the time. Nothing.
Well, of course, because you need something for your protagonist, from your male fucking perspective protagonist, to fucking say something, to do something.
Yeah.
Like, we need to give him a reason to fight. And what better reason than fucking pussy?
And... she actually, rakes his eyes to get away. So she did a lot more than you would expect, which is strong character. You know? She's a Quaker, too.
Yeah.
They brought that up many times.
Yep.
They fucking hammered that one home.
She's a little Quaker girl.
A pacifist Quaker, you know, doesn't like guns, you know, doesn't like violence. They hammered that shit home way too much. We understand the first time. You don't have to keep bringing it up. So she did a lot. You know, raked Frank Miller's eyes, left, or fell down, then you had the one-shot kill. Or two-shot kill.
Yeah, two-shot kill. And then I like how he very casually walked up to her.
Mm-hmm.
He was so casual.
Well, that's what he was. He was extremely, when he's getting turned down, he didn't argue. You know, he was very respectful. You know, he's very casual type person. That could just be Will Kane's character.
Could be.
I mean, he didn't, you know, he didn't look, honestly, he didn't even look worried when nobody, he could see it in his eyes and stuff, the disappointment, but he honestly put on a great face that he goes, well, I'll do it myself. Fuck y'all. So, I mean, that was just, I think, just Gary Cooper doing it, but I wish, with how much hype they talked about with Frank Miller, there was a bigger ending. I think it was maybe, I don't want to say cop-out.
Well, what happened was the final scene the final kill shot was done, picks his woman up, gives her a hug, reunited. And then all of a sudden, all the villagers tell both, oh, fuck me, out of nowhere, and all running crowd around him, he stops, their fucking carriage is all packed up and ready, he looks at everyone, pulls off his sheriff thing, throws it on the ground, and rides off into the sunset with the woman he loves.
I honestly loved when he threw down the badge.
It was a good moment.
Oh, I love it, because he looked around, and the look on his face...
He was disgusted.
Oh my god, that was great. Then he just he takes his star down and just fucking flings it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that was beautiful. That scene, explains his fucking frustration with the town. Because there's moments, you know, when they kept talking, the town's like, no, you think that there's a hidden agenda with this town, like, maybe we do want him killed.
Yes.
I thought that, did you? Go ahead.
So, like, you could see, like, there was, like, a little bit of a hidden agenda, but I didn't quite understand why these people were so countered, like, so scared to help him. He was, like, he was a sheriff for God knows how long, right?
Right.
And then, like, all of a sudden, like, just the day before he has to go away, the one day where he's not fucking sheriff, everything's great,
Yeah.
Cause yeah, you said it best. Who knows how long he's been around?
Right? Like, you don't know how long he's been sheriff. So, obviously, he's been protecting these people for quite a long time. He knows these people. And then what?
Yeah, pretty much, they shit it. They pretty much shit it in his face.
Yeah, they just shove it in his face. Fuck you. That's it.
Yeah. That's probably one of the main dramatic points in the movie, which I liked. Because they even said all the good things he did for the town. You know, they cleaned up the town. It's safe for women and children to live there. You know, he pretty much rebuilt the town based on, you know, his performance as a marshal. And they'd be like, yeah, you know what? We're done. We don't need you anymore. Fuck off.
Yep.
That's just, I honestly think it was awesome drama for the story.
Yep. It was definitely, it was just cowardice. Mm-hmm. They were just showing cowardice. You could draw parallels to a whole bunch of things, right?
Right.
Especially with, like, exactly what was happening back then, right?
Yeah, with that, I mean,
it can be like, it could be an allegory to the Cold War and the United States foreign policy crap.
That's a very good point due to the fact of it was happening around this time.
Exactly, like, it could be that.
Because you gotta think, like, a lot of movies back then, they had hidden meetings like that, that happened around what was going on in the world at that time. Maybe you're absolutely right.
Maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't around at that time. I'm not the director. I wasn't the screenwriter, like, or anything like that. Who, by the way, was fucking... Wasn't he fucking, like, exiled?
The director?
No, the film screenplay. Carl Foreman?
Oh. Wasn't he
blacklisted?
Yeah, says he's uncredited. I think there was a scene. Let me find it again. There was a scene. He tried to sue because he didn't like the scene in the movie, and he wanted off his the project. I'm not gonna be able to find that again.
But anyways, like, I heard that this was his last thing before he was blacklisted. Did you find it?
Oh, I can't. Oh, fuck. Hold on a second. Let me look at my history.
You're going to look in your history. This motherfucker's going to look at his fucking history.
Well, it's a lot easier because I was randomly finding shit.
Okay.
But, yeah, I remember he didn't want... There was something in the story... Well, you know what? I'll just go to his fucking page.
Go to Carl Foreman's page. Pick him up.
During production of High Noon, Carl was summoned to appear between the House Committee of the Un-American Activities. He testifies that he has been a member of the Communist Party more than 10 years. Was a screenwriter film. He was a screenwriter for High Noon.
He also did a Brando movie, I do believe.
That is seen by some as McCarthyism.
Oh, really?
That some see it as, allegedly.
Okay. Okay.
That's a pretty big thing.
Yep.
That is a big thing. And he was a communist.
In the United States.
He has been a member.
American communist. Yep. That explains why he's blacklisted.
And that's a big thing due to the fact of Germany and Russia and China or Japan.
Japan, yep.
So, yeah, that's a pretty big thing.
That's just a little big. That's kind of a little big deal.
He wasn't like 100% blacklisted. I mean... Like you said, he had a bridge on the river of Kauai, you know, did a bunch of stuff before his death, but, you know, if you say you're a part of a communist party immediately after World War II, yeah, you'd be screwed.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I think we should give our little reviews now. Don't you think?
Yes. Yeah, there's nothing else to talk about the movie.
Yeah, there's nothing to fucking talk about. We could talk about the history of Westerns and the time period and the period pieces that happen and the nuances and what it could mean for back then. But as much as we're critics.
Yeah.
We're not movie theorists.
No. We're not here to teach you a history lesson.
No, we're not here to give you fucking film theory. We're here to tell you if this movie's garbage or not.
And
tell the people if it's garbage or not.
Alright, I'll start it off. This movie is not garbage due to the fact of, I said it before, I love the drama in it. And I do love Grace Kelly and Gary Cooper in the movie. I do wish that there was more to it, action-y. I mean, I do like the, I do like the end scene. I do like the end scene, but I do wish there was more to it, especially with the hype of Frank Miller. Maybe if they had some random people, you know, looking out and he just shoots them, you know, they kind of act like he was a psycho. He didn't seem like a psycho to me. Maybe he changed in jail. I don't know.
What?
I'm thinking what to give it.
Come on!
I'm going to give it a low Reddit.
You're going to give it a low Reddit?
I honestly think with the combination of Cooper and Kelly, who she literally was an afterthought.
Yeah.
But it's all about him. I think Cooper did a really good job for only the second movie I ever seen him in. Mm-hmm. I really thought, because it's not what he said or how he acted. I loved his emotion that he brought out of his eyes or his facial expressions. I thought that was absolutely beautiful. Because he didn't show he showed disgust with his eyes, but he still showed pride in his face. I really like the drama because you're expecting that maybe the town be like, yeah, we'll do it at the last second. You know, they'll all band together and take him out. But I thought it was really well done. So I'm just gonna give it a little run it.
You're gonna get a little
run it. A little run it.
As a person who was grown up with Westerns, as a person who clearly is well-versed in Westerns, I enjoy this moment where I had to sit down and watch an old Western like I used to? Did I enjoy it? Yes. It's really difficult for me to sit here and be like, well, is this bad or not? It's really difficult because we're watching a time piece. We're watching a time piece in a different time, mm-hmm. a longer time. And you get stuck in your dramas of Guardians of the Galaxy and what other fucking else is coming out? Star Wars. Where we get caught up in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And these timepieces. Right now, sci-fi and future and superhero is huge. We're growing up in that time period. So there are going to be people just like us who are going to think back and watch Guardians of the Galaxy and just like, oh, isn't fucking Rocket Raccoon cute? There's a novelty to it. There's a novelty to watching these movies again. As an older person, as a more thought out, grown up, expanded critic, where I can grab on to little nuances and like, what are they trying to say? Can I appreciate this for what it is? Yes. But is it still good? No.
Wow.
Audiences nowadays they're not going to enjoy this. They're not going to have a good time. They're going to be bored off their fucking tits.
You're talking about millennials.
Yes. People now are going to be, and also common folk, are going to be bored off their fucking tits watching this movie because they're not going to pick up on these things. They're not going to appreciate the acting. They're not going to appreciate the drama and the exploration of relationships back in Western times. Back in that period.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to enjoy it because they're going to be like, fucking, this is crap. Why would I want to watch it? It's for the same reason people think the season 2 of The Walking Dead is garbage. People nowadays do not want to see conversation. They do not want to see too much emotion. They don't want to see real, honest to God human interaction on screen.
Mm-hmm.
We want shit to blow up. We want Jar Jar Binks to make fucking stupid ass jokes. This is what we want. This is the viewer now.
And you're thinking the only one that will respect this
There's
movie
so few
would be the people that's world. 50 years old, 50 and older.
50 and older, and people like us, we're young, and we liked it, and we can understand it, and we can appreciate it. But does this fucking hold up? Fuck no! Nobody's gonna like it. On that sheer fucking fact, right now, as a film critic, I have to give this a fuck it.
I was not expecting that.
Because nobody's gonna fucking wanna watch this shit! Do I wanna watch this shit? Fucking right! I'm gonna go... I had a fucking blast watching this. I sat down, I had fucking... vegan chili, I was just, you know, living it up here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fucking great. But if you take a step back and take the temperature of the entire world, fuck no, people are gonna hate this. I think it's gonna be boring.
I wasn't expecting to fuck it.
No, but personally, as a person who loves this kind of shit, definitely a fucking stream it. So if you can fucking get out there and you can expand your awareness and you love movies and you love westerns and you love analyzing shit and you like picking up on little nuances and little things and appreciating things for what they were when they were, then fucking watch this movie. Watch as many fucking westerns as you possibly can. Because these are no longer here with us.
Mm-hmm.
These are no longer here with us. We no longer have this.
No, we don't. Not even close.
We need to appreciate it for that.
Not even close.
I really got up on my goddamn soapbox right there.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit, and I don't think this was a spaghetti western. I feel like this was filmed in California.
I think it was too. Kind of like when those empty planes.
Yeah, it kind of feels like California to me, back in the 50s. It feels like California. It doesn't feel like a spaghetti western. No. And I love spaghetti westerns. I hope you all know what a goddamn fucking spaghetti western is. And if you don't, fuck you. You don't really like movies. Goddamn. Fucking goddamn. I got real heavy and real fucking weird about that.
And this is a different type of western.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sorry, I got angry. I started drinking out of my goddamn juice box. Anyways, tell me to go fuck myself. Like, I don't know, something like snap this fuck. What the fuck did I just do?
Are you regretting it?
Am I regretting it? No. Because, like, what the fuck was that? Where the fuck did that come from? Oh my god.
I don't know, as a fan, this wasn't your typical Western movie. So, no. You know, you said it yourself, you love Westerns.
Love Westerns.
So, if this isn't your you pretty much hit it on the head. Yes, this is an enjoyable movie if you appreciate the nuances of film. If you appreciate it, you will probably respectfully like this movie. Mm-hmm. Will you watch it again? Fuck no. You won't.
No. You won't.
That's why, but it is worth a C if you respect it. But, like, people, like, say, freshmen, I would say anywhere from fucking freshman in high school to fucking senior in college, you will not fucking watch this for 5 seconds. Your interest will fucking peak the first credit. You'll be, I'm done. And that's a shame for something that I did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a shame. Fuck you, millennials.
Isn't it so sad when we sit here and we think about these things where we put these together and I have to remember who the, audience is. I have to remember nowadays audiences and where, I'm not saying that I'm unique. I'm not saying that I'm different. I am saying I am one of few.
Yeah.
Who can appreciate film for film. And as art is.
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Exactly.
It's
so,
just fucking people suck nowadays. People suck.
People fucking suck. I think people have always sucked. It's just, we get to grow up with these people now. And
yeah, I mean, you're closer to the millennials than I think anyone else on the sport, on the sporting host.
Cody's younger, isn't he?
He's 27, 28 now, isn't he?
He's 27 now?
Isn't he?
Shit.
Isn't he?
I am the youngest.
Isn't he? I could be adding so many fucking years to Cody if I'm totally wrong.
What? Cody fucking comment? I'm 22, assholes.
I don't think he's 22.
Fucking asshole.
If he is, fuck you, Cody. If you're 22, fuck you.
You should have seen those fucking Snapchats. If that motherfucker's 22. Holy fuck. They called me cradle robber because goddamn.
No, I don't think he's 22. No way. No. I'm staying with 27. I think P1. I think P1's 27 too.
27? Yeah, I'd go with 27. I was thinking 25.
Okay, 25, 27. That's three years.
About 3 years.
So yeah.
Because I'm 26, right? I'm going to be 27 very shortly, in a couple months actually.
If you say so. I didn't know. I didn't know how old you are.
Why? Fucking goddamn it, Z.
I thought you were like 23.
You thought I was 20 fucking 3?
Yes.
Why does everybody think I'm so goddamn young?
I don't know.
My face.
I don't know.
My face and the way I talk.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there's moments in life where I say something and people really see my age.
Wait a second. She's not 23?
She's not 23?
She's 26!
She just used the word duality and nuance in the same second. Sentence, like, what the fuck is happening?
Wait, no, if you say that, you're gonna be like, she's 30!
She's 30! I'll be like, yeah, I'm the best goddamn looking 30-year-old ever. And you know what? If I stay looking younger than I actually am for the rest of my life, I'm gonna be happy.
Hey, there's actresses in fucking L.A. that's fucking like 39 that looks like they're 20 now.
I know. Fuck me. God, I'm so... It's amazing. Alright, so, before we wrap up fucking Throwback Tuesday and move on to questions, there's something that I would like to discuss with everybody.
So,
last couple of weeks, we've had two polls up. Two.
Dose.
Alright. And these polls are special. These are special
aren't
polls
they all?
That DPO has put up.
Aren't they all special?
They're all very, very special, like all of us, unique little goddamn snowflakes. Look at us go. These polls are literally where you get to tell us which fucking podcast you like. Which was your favorite fucking podcast of this year? So you have the options of movie spoilers, which, albeit, fucking, that is the main, one of the mainline fucking shows on this goddamn website.
That's the gold quality show.
That is our Hallmark thing. That gave us our name.
Hallmark.
And we also have Throwback Tuesday, the best podcast ever.
Which is the show you are listening to right now.
Yeah, clearly you know that because you're listening to Throwback Tuesday right now.
Correct.
Not Worth a Kick in the Ass, which is a goddamn mouthful.
It is. They need to shorten that a little bit.
I feel like it's so long, like, there's like a dick in my mouth. Like, Not Worth a Kick in the Ass. Like, it's like fucking dick mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Too long. We also have Spoiling at the Movies, which happens rarely, but when it does, it's fucking great. We have Fired Up,
which also happens rarely.
Happens very rarely, but when those two fucking get together, oh my goodness.
What was our last episode? The Batman Superman trailer, right?
The Batman Superman
trailer. Or was
it
Cody? They did two episodes.
Two episodes.
One was about the trailer, the other one was just bitching about Cody.
Yep,
that was the last two episodes. They're bitching about Cody and then the Dawn of Justice trailer.
We also had the recap for Daredevil, which I was not on.
Mm-mm. You're Walking Dead.
That's my fucking Walking Dead podcast.
That's coming back, right?
It's a fucking, yeah. If you vote for it...
There is an there's not another. I just keep thinking of other for Throwback Tuesday.
And the weekly movie reviews that Mr. TPO does himself. So the polls are still open for like what, another week or two?
I honestly don't know. It could be today. It could be today. It could be this Friday. It could be Christmas. We don't know. I don't know when it's gonna end.
So you gotta go fucking vote. You gotta go fucking vote. We also have another weekly poll going up, and it's who has been the best host this year. We got Wayne, Z, Cody, Luke, and me. Who has been your fucking favorite? Who's been your fucking favorite this year?
I vote CJ.
You son of a bitch. Son of a fucking bitch. God damn it.
No, I'm joking. No.
Yeah, just type it in. Oh, CJ. Anyways, so you have to go vote. The moment you hear this, the moment you go vote, just go on the moviespoilerspodcast.com, find those polls, vote for your favorite podcast, vote for your favorite host.
You know what?
Because some shit is happening.
Keep voting. Yeah. Keep voting till the site crashes.
Yeah, just keep going. Keep refreshing, keep clicking, keep voting, keep going.
Because P1 and I, we had a vote of like 1,500 for our fucking Throwback Tuesday one time. And I don't know if we've had anything close to that since.
No, God, no. I don't think so.
Yeah, we had Dark Knight and Under the Red Hood. We had over 1,500 votes for those two movies.
1,500 votes. So get out there. Fucking vote for us. Vote for your fucking favorite podcast, Throwback Tuesday. Vote for your podcast of the year, Sammy. But, like, just get out there and vote. Like, I understand, like, oh my God, we got a lot of votes this week on fucking...
We did. It was like, what, 38, almost 40 votes. Very nice.
Almost fucking 40 fucking votes on Throwback Tuesday. That has been the most that has happened since I've been on this fucking thing. So people were dying to hear us talk about fucking...
Westerns.
Alright.
Maybe that's a hint. Maybe that's a hint on future things.
Maybe a hint on future things. Maybe we should throw in a Western every so often. Maybe throw in a genre that we don't do so often. I don't know how many film noirs you've done.
Hey, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I honestly know it's fucking coming soon. P1's going to pick a porn. I know he is. I know. No, he's going to pick a porn movie.
Well, that's whatever. We can do that. That's fucking hilarious.
He's gonna pick it. I know for a fact. It's coming soon. It's gonna come soon.
Should we do a fucking parody porn? I want to do that.
Those are fucking awesome.
I want to watch those. I want to watch a fucking parody porn.
Those are fantastic. Just because... I would say yes. I would say yes for those.
I'd be like, I don't care. Whichever one. Fuck you. We don't even need to put a poll up. We're going to do this porn parody.
Oh, that would be great. I know for a fact it's coming. I know it is.
Oh, man. I cannot fucking wait for that porn parody. That porn fucking... Well, the one time.
And I can just imagine the comments.
I'm not watching it alone. I'm not fucking watching that shit alone. I'm going to find somebody that I really like, who I think is sexy, and I'm going to sit down and we're going to watch that shit.
I can just imagine the comments and questions of that.
Exactly. Just that, like, wait, we have to... I'm like, hey, babe. I want to do something special with you tonight. That's because that's always a good conversation when I'm around. What do you want to do? We're going to sit down. We're going to watch this fucking Twilight porn parody. Yay! No, I wouldn't even bring it up like that. I'd be like, hey, babe. You want to watch some porn together? Make it all sexy and shit. And then put on the Twilight porn parody. Yeah, seal the fucking deal. Whatever. I can't wait for that shit to happen.
We're gonna porn and chill.
What's fucking fantastic? I think, not this week, but the next week, am I right? That we're going to fucking do the best movies of Throwback Tuesday this year.
Correct.
And I'm lucky enough that I get to look back for this entire year and comb through, like, what, 50, 52? Somewhere in around there? 50 weeks?
Do you know which one it started? Do you know which one it started at?
What?
Do you know what movie? Do you know what movie it started at?
It's like it's 70?
Hook. Hook started this year, yeah. Hook was the first movie we did this year.
Yep, so we're gonna do our best top 10 best and worst movies that we reviewed.
Soul Plane's the best. That's a given. We're all gonna pick Soul Plane. We know that.
You don't know that. We might fucking surprise each other. You never know. I might be an asshole and I might pick this movie, but I can promise you, fucking
You're picking VHS.
VHS is going to be on my fucking worst of list, because fuck, that movie made me mad. Oh my god, it pissed me off. Fucking radio pissed me off too. Oh my god, I watched some garbage on this fucking
episode. Yeah, that's probably, is a top 10, right?
Yeah, I get to pick, but I get to go back to the movies that you and TPO reviewed by yourself.
Yeah, we watch a lot of crap. Especially our Black History Month, that was bad.
There's some good Black History movies.
Yeah, not this year. We have review.
Fingers crossed that next year we get to watch Chirac.
Oh, that's not a throwback. It's not a throwback.
You don't know that yet. When is that shit coming out?
Christmas, I think.
You know what I want? I want to review a fucking movie with Nick Cannon in it.
Drumline.
Can we do Drumline?
No, that's probably on P1's list. I never seen it.
Can we do fucking Drumline?
Or what? Or what's the one that he was like an FBI agent and he went back to high school?
I have no idea. Like, how do you fucking know that?
Because I just remember that how bad it was. I never seen it, but I just remember how bad the plot is.
I don't know. Fucking Nick Cannon. Anything Nick Cannon is trash.
He is.
Tell me one good Nick Cannon movie.
The porn he did with Mariah Carey. I don't know. He probably... I hope he did. I would watch it. Movie he did that was good. Does not exist. It doesn't exist.
He was in Day of the Dead?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was fucking terrible.
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama? God damn it.
You remember that TV show?
Yep.
Oh, that wasn't him. That was Wilmer. He did Wild It Out, which is kind of like, it was pretty much the same thing.
Fucking god damn it. I'm trying to think. He was in The Killing Room.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. Men in Black 2.
He was in Men in Black 2?
He had a cameo in Men in Black 2.
Say, what?
Yeah, he was like an agent.
What? Really?
Yeah, he was an MIB.
I don't like Men in Black 2, so I'm not going to go revisit it just to see that.
Who fucking liked Men in Black 2? Nobody.
It was the same plot as the first one.
Did you know that there was a fucking TV, like, mini-series of Drumline? Or, like, a TV movie?
Wait a second. Was this MTV?
I don't know. It was a TV movie, and it was, like, not long ago.
No.
2004?
I know that. No, and that's just sad.
He fucking did another Drumline. Can we watch that one?
That's just sad.
The options for next week is Drumline, the TV movie, or Drumline, the theater one.
That's just bad.
That's it. I think I really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I can't tell you why. The TV show? I really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he was in it for a while.
What? I need to know why, because I hate Andy Samberg.
I don't know.
Because P1 and I did a Golden Globe. We did a Golden Globes live show, and when he won it, we both lost our shit. When he won Best Actor, we're like, fuck you.
How did he win fucking Best Actor?
Best Comedic Actor, I don't know.
Nope, didn't happen. That was wrong. You need to take that back.
We saw it live.
Nope, they're taking it back. It's not allowed.
That's great. Happening. That's great.
I'm gonna break into Nick Cannon's fucking house and I'm gonna take that fucking thing.
No, not Nick Cannon, Andy Samberg.
Oh, Andy Samberg.
Nick Cannon's never gonna win an award.
The only thing that is funny that he does is fucking whatchamacallit.
The music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really not even that funny.
It's for SNL standards, it's funny.
Yeah, fucking SNL standards have dropped, like, significantly lately.
It does.
God, fucking SNL. What the fuck happened? I remember growing up and it used to be fucking funny. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm sad now. Sad and angry. Sad, angry person. I was riding the high earlier, my fucking team won. Man. Whatever, moving on to fucking questions, goddammit. Johnny, holy shit, that opening was boring. Did we really just spend 20 minutes listening to Samantha worry about spending time with someone? Sorry, here, sweetheart, that doesn't fly here. You need to have P1 on for those conversations to spice it up because, whoa, that shit dragged. Now, when I first read that fucking comment, I laughed my fucking ass off. Because you know what? You're fucking right. I really wish he was fucking here. But really and truly, I wanted to focus in on fucking Cody fucking snapping me. That's what I wanted to focus on. But I spent 20 minutes fucking getting caught up on a crush that I got over real quick. And Johnny, because I'm fucking angry, go fuck yourself. Because I'm fucking pissed off.
It actually hurt me, that laugh.
No, fuck you. Just fuck you. Do you have anything to fucking say?
You said it.
Z, you hear that? Z fucking seconds that. Because Johnny, me and Z tell you to go fuck yourself.
You know what? If you didn't like the 20 minutes, turn it off. Or fast forward.
Z does.
Do you know what?
Z does. Oh, wait, no. Z doesn't fucking listen to any of his goddamn podcasts.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, by the way, like, last podcast you said, like, it was P1's first time in London. It's, like, his fucking third time or something.
I said I thought it was his first time.
Nah, man, it was his third time. Because I was thinking about that because I listened to it. Because, you know, I listen to my shit to make sure that, am I doing a good job? I don't know. So I was listening to it, I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure he's been to fucking London before. Pretty sure.
No, I said I think it was his first time. I think.
Well, whatever, I probably agreed with you.
I don't remember if he did or not. I actually don't think he did. You said you weren't sure. But that's not really agreeing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
So that wasn't agreeing.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm pretty sure the man has been there before. He's been fucking everywhere. There's very few countries that man has not been in.
Or there's probably a few countries not allowed in.
Yeah, haha. Probably. Pretty sure if he comes to Canada, he'll be banned for the second time.
Yeah.
Okay, so Daryl, in the mighty words of the phenomenal one, the fuck? Y'all gave one criticism, which wasn't really a criticism, and it gets a stream it. This movie was way better than a stream it. Lots of great films from the 80s don't hold up in certain aspects, rather the story or special effects, but don't drop two whole ratings for it.
That's our opinion. That's what okay. This is about. It's our opinions.
It's our goddamn opinion. We watch this shit because you like the movie better than we like the movie. You gotta understand that we're fucking film critics. I said it earlier. We're fucking film critics. We're not fucking goddamn theorists. We're not breaking this shit down for you. So if we want to give it a fucking stream it, we're gonna give it a fucking stream it. I gave a fucking a Western, which I thoroughly enjoyed as a person.
Hmm.
A fuck it. Because of you assholes. So fuck you. Misery gets a fucking stream it, and I gave it a fucking criticism. And it was a big fucking criticism.
We gave more than one criticism.
Shit doesn't hold up. If shit doesn't hold up for us fucking watching again, I don't see why we need to fucking give it, like, a... anything fucking higher than a stream it.
So, since it is a good movie, but we had criticism, we gotta stay with the good movie and give it a higher rating?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think he's trying to say is, you know... So he's pretty much saying it's a see it.
So Daryl, clarify in the fucking comment section if you fucking think that Misery holds up now.
Nah, okay, I'm trying to think. A lot of great movies from the 80s don't hold up. I'm like, let's see, Terminator still holds up.
Terminator holds up. Fucking what else? The Fly was Jordan Carpenter, one of the best movies of all time. Fucking The Fly. That shit, wasn't that shit in the 80s?
Yes. 86, yes? I believe.
Yeah, 87? Yeah, fucking The Fly. That shit was still good today.
Nightmare on Elm Street still holds up.
Like, there's shit out there that still fucking holds up from the 80s and that you can watch again.
Goonies still holds up, and they're making a fucking sequel.
Like, there you go. Like, there's fucking movies out there that can hold up from the 80s that we can fucking pick and criticize.
And I think we just picked some very popular movies from the 80s that still hold up and are great movies.
Yeah, there are fucking movies out there. So fuck you. You don't like our fucking rating, go fuck yourself. You give it a fucking see it.
Yeah.
Drop two whole fucking ratings for it.
The biggest thing was James Caan looked honestly acted like he mailed in his fucking performance. That is a big criticism. He wasn't giving it his all.
Yeah, it's a fucking big thing. If an actor is not giving their fucking 110 fucking percent here, I'm so angry.
Like, Gary Cooper, High Noon. I honestly got, he probably had cancer at this time. And he's probably fucking dying or whatever.
Yeah.
And he still gave it his all. And yeah, this was fucking 30, this was, you're looking at 60 years ago. And this guy's got cancer, and he's pretty much fucking dying. And he's giving it fucking 100%. James Caan just had to lay in a bed and be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and scream sometimes. Fuck you, Daryl. Fuck you. I think I'm just going to comb through all the fucking comments and just, like, well, fuck you.
Are you going to reply? Are you going to reply to him?
I'm not even going to reply. Just that's it. You know what? I'm doing that right now.
Fuck you, Daryl. Hey, Daryl.
I'm going to go through... I'm seriously fucking doing it right now. Hold on. Let me find... Fuck you, Johnny.
Let me know when it's posted so I can refresh.
Fucking... post a goddamn comment.
Well, refresh.
post that goddamn comment fucking right, goddamn it.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I chuckled.
Fucking Daryl.
Oh, that's just going to be
more... fuck you, Johnny.
That one, that Johnny was fuck more you. Aimed at you. Daryl was aimed at both of us.
Fuck you, Daryl. Hold on. You don't even fucking spell your name goddamn right. What the fuck? Fuck
you. Can't, fuck. Who can't spell his name right?
Fucking Daryl. That's not how you fucking spell Daryl.
No, I've seen it.
Goddamn why.
I've seen it spelled like that before.
I don't give a shit. What white people bullshit is that? Fuck. Fuck you, Daryl.
Spell it the right way. Or spell it the way you know it.
No. No, not even. Fuck you, Daryl. Anyway, okay, moving on to the next commenter. Cynthia. Oh, Cynthia.
That's your girl,
now,
isn't it?
Now, to be fair, Sammy, that The Walking Dead show never had five people, only three or four. You may be right. We may be fucking exaggerating.
I don't know, but you got four people talking at once, it sounds like five.
Another thing, it was your own fault you didn't get to talk. Honestly, you're fucking right.
I mean, if it happened now, you would be talking.
Oh, fucking right. I didn't feel like I could. I didn't want to talk over somebody. I didn't want to interrupt somebody. And I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, to be honest. I didn't know how to fucking podcast 100%. I didn't know what I was fucking doing back then. So it's true. It was yours and Wayne's show, and neither one of you never took a lead on moderating. That's 100% for fucking sure, because honestly, if I fucking got the chance to do that shit again, I would literally tell them all to shut the fuck up. This is what's happening. We're going to go this.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to talk over each other because fuck that shit. This shit's not going to do anything. CJ just had one liner, so easy to go over him. True. P-Wong got dragged into moderating because none of the DNW guys stepped up. Also true. Wayne was just going along for the ride. Also true. So if you really wanted to let your voice be heard, then you should have stepped up. I've been a spoiling bastard since day one. The only person I've been able to see go to toe with P1 is, besides Lita, is Wayne.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they played off each other extremely well.
Yes, they did. I can't fucking argue that. I'm not going to.
No, there's no argument to that. She's absolutely right. She's right.
Podcast should never have dead air, and when those two are on it, it's nonstop. I've also noticed when those two aren't talking, it's straight dead air from whoever they may be doing a show with. I'm not trying to give you guys hell by just letting you know how it is. There's a reason why Do the Bear sucked, or why the darkness with Cody and CJ was bland as monkey balls, or why people say Z is monotone. There's no energy on those shows and consistent dead air. When P1 and Way hit those mics, though, it's back to back without a single shred of dead air. I think you mean shred.
Yeah.
Fired Up Episode 2 is my favorite. Take a listen and study that timing. Also, Cody will try to deny the story, Sam. On Fired Up, they exposed him on coming out of the closet. Honestly, Cynthia, you know what? I can't even fucking argue with you because you're right, girl. You're right.
She's your girl, right?
That's my girl right there. I fucking love Cynthia. She fucking kills the fucking game. Like, she's like one of my fucking favorite spoiling bastards. Like, I've always, like, loved her. I think she's fantastic. You're right. Wayne has the ability to go toe-to-toe with P1 because he can keep up with him, because he can match him for his energy, for his excitement, for whatever he's talking about. And you're right. I fucking got a message from Wayne the other day when he listened to fucking Throwback Tuesday. He was just like, oh, thank you guys. He was such a fucking whiny little bitch. Pretty sure he was crying when he typed it.
His girlfriend was next to him holding his hand. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Goddamn, making fucking donuts. They're making fucking donuts.
I saw that. I saw those pictures.
Fucking goddamn it, Wayne, making fucking fairy floss.
I guarantee you, when he marries her, when they get married and have the wedding, She's going to just stand beside me like, you take, you pick everything. You pick the flowers. You pick everything. And you know what? He will.
Do it.
He will pick every inch of that wedding.
Yep.
Sorry, Wayne, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
It's the truth. He would. He's like, goddamn, I can't wait to go to that fucking wedding and fuck it all up for everyone. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not monotone. Stop saying that.
You're pretty fucking monotone, bro.
No, I'm not.
You're pretty fucking monotone.
No, I'm not. I am not.
Okay, I'm going to reply to this one, saying you're...
She's absolutely... I'm
like, you're right, Cynthia.
Oh, that's all you're going to say?
Yeah. She gets positivity because she deserves it. Because she on point right now.
Is this going to be a new thing for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go fuck... Every single time, I'm just going to go fuck you. If I don't like it, I'm going to say fuck you. Sit.
That could be a nice little trend.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, not kicking the ass, you get like 40 comments, but half of them are Wayne and Luke.
That's okay, I can just copy and paste fuck you to reply to all of them. I got nothing better to do with my time.
Have it be an autocorrect?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put, Johnny fucking commented again.
I know.
Okay, so Johnny, moving on, unless you want to respond to Cynthia.
No, I don't. I don't think I'm monotone.
That's the only thing out of that entire fucking thing.
Well,
you've got nothing to say.
Do the bear was bad.
Bad?
Bad. I'm being
bad.
Nice. I'm being nice.
Listen to me. Matt's cast was bad.
Do the bear was fucking terrible, and it deserves to be erased from existence.
Yes. Yes, it does.
She's right. What?
About the darkness?
That's just two of the same personalities doing a show. That's, you know, CJ, when he did stuff, he kind of just responded to others. He didn't like have a lot of his own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody, he pretty much does the same thing. I mean, Cody does have an opinion. He does speak it out a lot of times. But he's more seasoned as a podcaster now than he was back when Darkness was around.
Yes.
So that works out on his favor.
But has he fucking grown?
Compared to when he did it with Darkness? Yes.
He has. But he hasn't grown significantly enough, like Wayne or Luke.
No. But she actually hit the nail on the head. I mean, P1 and Lena... They were absolutely perfect on playing off of each other. That's exactly what for the podcast. And Wayne is he's pretty much a Lena as a man. Well, I don't want to call him Wayne a man.
I'm pretty sure Wayne's growing a vagina right now.
He's Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner.
Jesus Christ, that's some fucking violence right there. Oh my goodness, but she's right. She's right.
I think I remember. I think I did listen to Fire Up episode 2. That was like a really long episode too.
Yep. Okay, so moving on to the next comment. Johnny says, "Oh, Johnny's back." So Z, exactly why do you want Star Wars to fail?
One, I didn't especially say that. I did not say I wanted it to fail. So one, get your facts straight. That's a definite. I never said, full blown, I will pull up my fucking status right now and see exactly what I said. But I did not say I wanted it to fail. Because, one, it's not going to fucking happen. We know that. It's not going to fucking happen. Oh, I got to go back. That was like last week or 2 weeks ago. The reason why I hope it does... When I say fail, I know it's not. It's going to make its budget back and probably... 5 times its budget. That I know. But the reason why I posted what I posted, I can't find it. I don't know when I fucking posted that. Is because I am sick of the hype around Star Wars that the Star Wars fans act like it's the greatest thing in the fucking world.
Fucking Star Wars is so good, though.
I don't know.
Also, I went to your fucking Facebook profile to go fucking find it for you. And you, 23 hours ago, you were listening to Carrie Underwood.
I was.
What the fuck?
I'm upset. When I hear a song, I'm, like, obsessed with it until I get bored with it. I heard a song. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I honestly can't fucking find that status. How? What the fuck? What's not that? Okay. Here, I found it. Am I the only one that says, this is what I said. Am I the only one that hopes Star Wars bombs in the box office, then Disney won't have to make any more of them? Bombs, as in, I'm sure that expectations are exceedingly high. Like, I don't think it's not Avatar high, because I don't think that's ever going to fucking happen, ever. But I think it's, obviously, the expectations are going to be, someone moving this, Jurassic World. And I don't want that, because Jurassic World's amazing. I just don't want to see it, because I'm sick of the fucking hype that all through my fucking news feed, I just see Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars.
But Star Wars!
I don't care.
I care!
I've never seen the original three, and I'm totally fine with them.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I fucking said it many times. I've said it fucking multiple times. I've never...
But I'm like, fucking, what the fuck, Z?
I've never seen the original three. I've seen the newer three, the 1, 2, 3... I've never seen 4, 5, 6.
Fucking watch that shit!
No.
Because it is the original fucking... The fucking... Those were... 4, 5, and 6 are so fucking good!
Everyone says that. That does not look like it interests me. And I like... It could be space movies, I don't know, but I really like... You know, Guardians was one of my favorite movies last year. And I
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here just fucking pissed off that you won't watch fucking the real Star Wars movies.
And then, wholeheartedly, I loved fucking the new Star Trek. I've never seen Into the Darkness yet, but I really liked fucking a new Star Trek movie.
You liked the Into Darkness?
No, I'd never seen Into Darkness yet.
Okay,
so but I did like the Chris Pine Star Trek.
You like the first one?
The first one. The new one. The reboot, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, I do like space movies. Like, when I grew up, Last Starfighter was one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great movie. It's not space movies. I just am not interested in Star Wars. I don't honestly care for it. There's people out there that don't care for Star Wars.
Me.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
Because I've never...
It's like almost a mandatory thing. Like, when I start talking about movies, I'm like, there's like a few movies in my head where I'm like, you've got to be able to watch this shit. You've got to be able to... Like, you've got to watch this, you've got to watch this. You've got to at least have, like, one fucking Kubrick film under your belt, one Carpenter film under your belt. You got to fucking have one of the fucking Sam Raimi fucking zombie movies. You've got to fucking have at least heard of Lord of the Rings.
At least heard of it, not see it.
I would have preferred it if you at least seen one of them.
Yeah, see Two Towers, that was the best.
Yeah, see the right? This is why we're fucking...
P1 does not agree with me. He thinks they're boring as fuck, but I think Two Towers is fucking fantastic.
Two Towers is the best one. It's about three dudes fucking running in the middle of nowhere. That shit's dope.
Two Towers was the fucking shit. That battle scene was the fucking bomb.
That was a great fucking battle scene.
I love Two Towers. I actually might watch that tonight. I'm
on Two Towers now while I'm fucking cleaning.
I was thinking about that too. I'm like, I might watch Two Towers. But,
just Two Towers. Fuck everything else. You don't think it's actually gonna fucking watch another Star Wars movie?
I've seen Hobbit and the first one.
Fuck it.
And I was fucking bored out of my mind.
It was weird.
Yeah, I never saw the other two. Desolation of Smaug.
It could have been one fucking movie. He didn't need all this other shit. I didn't need to know about that.
So
give a shit about the devil.
Like, it's the thing. Like, I just don't care about Star Wars. I mean, yes, you have the iconic characters, Yoda, Darth Vader, stuff like that. But I don't give a shit about Star Wars.
Star Wars is so good, Z. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm not saying I've never said it's bad. I never said it's bad. I never said
that. You haven't seen it, so you can't fucking tell me.
No, I can't. I can't. But I just don't. I have no interest in seeing it. It doesn't, like, call out for me. When they release a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, which is probably going to happen soon, whatever. Yes, that's going to call out to me, because that's my childhood. 80 slasher movies are my fucking childhood. That's what calls out to me. I was not a Star Wars person. I was not a Star Trek person, either TV series with William Shatner or Patrick Stewart. I wasn't a big fan of those. But Star Wars, it just does not interest me. And wanting it to bomb and thinking it's going to bomb are two different things. Wanting it, I just don't want it to pass fucking Jurassic World.
You just don't want it to pass Jurassic World. It's going to pass Jurassic World.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It could suck. It really could suck. You know what I mean? People thought the fucking Phantom Menace is gonna do all this shit. Fucking half the people hated it.
Fuck.
Like 95% of people hated it. And the only thing I liked about Phantom Menace was Darth Maul. You know, he was in the movie 10 minutes, and that was the best 10 minutes in the movie. So
you got to see something different, something interesting.
Yeah, Darth Maul.
That wasn't fucking interesting. I was so pissed. I can't even fucking remember which one of the movies it was in. It was the Anakin scene. With that fucking Padme where they're fucking on the balcony.
Oh, God.
And they're talking about sand.
Yep.
I was just angry.
Yeah, that pod race lasted a half hour, I think, if I remember.
I was just fucking so mad. I was like, what the fuck are you saying? Star Wars.
One day, I will watch it.
Night, I fucking watched Star Wars. Just last night, I fucking watched Star Wars. I watch it Han. You fucking, encased in carbon. Like, are you kidding me? I got to see Leia and Han look at each other, and she goes, I love you, and he goes, I know, and I'm like, oh my god, there's so fucking much to it. I fucking saw Luke lose his hand. Like, there's so much.
And the thing is, though, with those, I honestly, because I pretty much know every fucking spoiler, too, so nothing's gonna surprise me.
But you still don't have the full experience of Star Wars, and you need to have that full experience of Star Wars before you can start making fucking comments whether or not the fucking new movie is going to suck or not, or whether or not it deserves to surpass Jurassic World.
I haven't seen the new... Wait a second. I don't need to watch the old one, see the new one. I'm not going to see the new one.
He's not even going to see the new one.
No.
You need to shut the fuck up about Star Wars as a fucking whole, then. If you're not gonna fucking take the time out of your fucking life to understand the fucking culture and the concepts and why these people are saying what they're saying, why I'm fucking mad now again. you need to go out and fucking experience these things, Chad. Like, you fucking need
to. Last time I did that was when I got dragged to see Twilight by my ex-wife. And, yeah, that wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
No, I'm not comparing Twilight to Star Wars, but that was the last time you had this hype. You had all these people, girls, saying, Twilight, 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 Twilight. I got dragged to it, all of them, and I fucking hated it.
Whatever, fuck it. Fuck it.
Some.
Yeah, I wish you had a comment on here so I could write fuck you, Z.
someday I will watch the original three.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say the last three, but I have to see original three.
Okay. You know what's gonna happen right here, right now? Because there's something that I want you, because we have to talk about this. This came out of nowhere. And I know they're going to talk about it on fucking Movie Spoilers. They're probably going to talk about it on Not Worth Kicking the Ass. They're probably going to talk about it on every single other podcast. But but I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about the Independence Day 2 fucking resurgence trailer
that came out of goddamn nowhere.
I honestly completely forgot about this movie. I honestly completely forgot about it.
You forgot about the new fucking Independence Day movie.
I forgot it was being released next year.
Well, they snuck this fucking trailer out. There was no hype in around it.
And who releases like, trailers on a Sunday? Because Marvel and stuff, Captain America was released, I think, it was released on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Batman was too, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Turtles got leaked. Turtles got leaked. Yeah. So, yeah, those had hype. Those had, like, you know, hype ups. Mm-hmm. And this one just, nothing. You're absolutely right. It just literally came out of nowhere. Like, hey, we're still here, you know? It was weird. I didn't like the trailer. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Because...
So you didn't like...
Pete Wine and I reviewed this movie. We reviewed it before, and as soon as we started the show, he goes, fuck this movie. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great show, then. Because he said, fuck it, right from the bat. We're like, oh, this is going to be great. So, what he brought up really opened up, like, oh, fuck, you're right. This movie is not that good. You know, besides the spectacle of buildings being destroyed and shit like that.
Okay, Independence Day is inherently schlock. That's what it is. It's cinema schlock. So it is something that you put on and that you laugh and you giggle about. That's all it is. It's just fucking schlock.
And then they replayed the entire speech from Bill Pullman in the trailer. I'm like... Don't tell me he repeats it again.
No, he didn't. It wasn't the fucking full speech.
It was the end speech. It was the end where it says, you know, our Independence Day and shit like that. I'm like, he's not the president. And then Vivica Fox moves up from a stripper to a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith's not coming back. Who's the new black guy in it? I swear to God, it looked like Michael B. Jordan for a minute. And I'm like, nah, he's not going to do it. Here he did one fucking stupid big blockbuster movie and it failed.
What?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, God.
Nah, I'm not seeing who this guy is. But,
Hold on. Let me fucking find it. Somewhere here.
We got
a fucking cast. Liam fucking Hemsworth is here.
Oh, that's super. Yeah, he's phenomenal.
There's so many people.
You go to Liam Hemsworth fucking IMDb page. He's known for Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Mockingjay 1, Mockingjay 2. That's all he's known for.
Liam Hemsworth. Yeah, well, that's obviously what gave him his fucking start.
He was in Knowing. I don't remember that.
He was in fucking Empire State, Expendables 2.
Yeah, Expendables 2, those are great. Paranoia. Yeah, P1 loves that movie.
Yeah, like, there's movies that he's been in, like, but The Hunger Games.
But he's a terrible actor.
Fucking fine. God.
And there's a... I'm looking right at this.
Better of the Hemsworths.
Chris is good. Watch Rush.
Yeah, that's true.
There's another Hemsworth. I can't think of the name. There's a third one.
Luke Hemsworth.
Is it Luke?
Yeah, Luke Hemsworth.
I like that Joey King. I like her, because she was... Mm-hmm. I really liked her in Oz, and then in White House Down. I like her. I thought she was a good actress. William Fichtner, I love him, but he's always the side character. Bill Pullman, no, he hasn't done much. Jeff Goldblum, he hasn't done much in a long time.
Jeff Goldblum? No, yeah, he hasn't done much.
I don't remember the last movie he was in. Oh, Grand Budapest Hotel. But, I mean, it's not like Will Smith. Oh, was he the big name at the... Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. I would say those are the two big names at the time when the first one came out. But this one, it's just, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just not excited for this. Like, I mean, it's Roland Emmerich, who...
It's Schlock. That's all he makes is Schlock.
It is. And he,
it's fun.
He said a long time ago, and I think what movie, I think it was after 2012, he goes, I'm done making these destruction movies. And then what do you do? White House Down 2 years later, then Independence Day, and there's an Independence Day 3 that I'm seeing on his fucking IMDb page that the studio released.
Serious.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that too much, because there's going to be, hopefully, not another one.
I mean, one of my favorite movies that he's done is The Patriot.
Okay.
It's because it was not like Day After Tomorrow. It wasn't like Godzilla. It wasn't Independence Day. It wasn't, you know, 2012. It actually had a story, you know? And Mel Gibson was a fucking badass in that movie.
Oh my god, Roland Emmerich, didn't he fucking direct that shitty fucking Stonewall movie?
Stargate?
No, Stargate has been announced for him.
Oh,
I know that.
Stonewall.
Stonewall, yeah.
I don't know that movie.
It's a movie about the...
Oh, Ron Perlman's in it? I'm seeing it.
Stonewall?
Yep. No. Okay. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers in it, too. Damn it. That's two good actors.
Well, guess you're gonna go fucking watch it now.
That's two good actors.
Well, go fucking watch it, then.
I will.
But I'll tell you why it's wrong.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Oh. I refuse to give that movie because it is a historic retelling of the movement for the LGBTQ+ community. And they completely whitewashed it. As fucking Hollywood does. It whitewashed. Take fucking Gods of Egypt?
Gods of Egypt.
Well, what the fucking... What is that new movie coming out with Russell Crowe?
Damn it.
Whatever.
Fuck, I just saw the trailer for it. I'm like, that does not look interesting.
No, because it's... Like, no, fuck you.
In Sand and Blood. No, that wasn't it.
No.
Fuck, it comes out... I think it comes out, like, this year. Noah?
Soon. No, not Noah.
Water Diviner?
No, it's like fucking Egypt. Like, God.
Are you sure it's Russell?
God of Egypt.
Okay, I was gonna say, you sure it's Russell Crowe?
I don't know. I'm not watching it. I don't watch shitty movies.
So you didn't see, what's that Christian Bale movie from last year?
Not Russell Crowe. God damn it. Fucking Gerard Butler.
Oh, okay. That's totally different. Trust me, I get those two confused a little bit, too.
They look the same. They're the fucking same dude.
They do.
Seen them in the same room together. They're the same person.
Right? So you never see... What's that? The Christian Bale movie from last year? The Exodus, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Exodus? Nope.
Yeah. No.
Never saw that movie, either. Sorry. Not doing it.
No, I'm not saying sorry. I don't want to
fucking history, or... doing shit like that. Because, like, there's times and places where I'm perfectly okay if you want to change the hero's race or skin color. I'm like, whatever, YOLO. Right? But, like, there's moments where, like, some historical stuff would make the movie this much better.
Mm-hmm.
People in Egypt are not white.
No.
They are not white, scruffy British men. I assure you, they are not white. The people who started fucking Stonewall were black trans women. Why are they white gay men? I'm getting on my social justice warrior nonsense right now, so I think we need to wrap this fucking podcast up, because we've been going for a little bit longer than we thought.
Yeah, you're right.
talking about everything but this goddamn movie that we're supposed to be fucking reviewing. Ha!
Yeah, we did a good review. Not gonna lie, we did a good review.
Whatever, YOLO. You only live one.
Yeah, fuck you, Johnny.
Alright, so, where can the people find you, Z?
You can find me at the Twitter, at SBulldog99, at Facebook, and the Google Plus at Chad Zubar.
Well, the people can find me on, I'm on the Twitter, and that's at Miss Semi, that's M-I-S-S-S-A-M-I. I love getting tweets, so if you feel like following me and tweeting me, that'd be great.
Especially Johnny and Daryl.
What?
Especially Johnny and Daryl.
Yeah, Johnny and Daryl, get at me, boys. Yeah, thank you. Love you.
Bring it.
No, go fuck yourself, both of you. Anyways, they can also find me on Facebook, that's Samantha Brown. You can also find me on Google Plus, because I actually know how to work it, unlike some of the hosts. That's Samantha Brown as well. You can find me on Instagram, that's at Mistress Sammy, M-I-S. Sorry. Yeah, M-A-S. I don't fucking know. Spell Mistress and Sammy. There you go. Put it together, there it is. There's no spaces, no periods, no nothing. Just fucking find me there. And if you feel like telling me even longer time, like, feel like writing me an email, I have a fucking email for this website specifically to, like, coordinate with the other hosts and as well as have conversations with you spoiling bastards. So you can email me at Miss Sammy, that's M-I-S-S-A-M-I, at moviespoilerspodcast.com.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that concludes our podcast for now.
That be
and
it.
Next week, TPO is back.
Damn it, you should have left that a surprise.
Surprise! He's back! So you no longer have to hear just the two of us anymore. Okay, so I am Sammy.
This is Z.
And this has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 126. Bye.
Later.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave. And I must face a man who hates me. A liar, coward, a craven coward, a liar, coward in my grave.